I had an interesting lesson in this from the Mississippi Chimina. My wife and I went out there in 1967 to spend the year writing. I had sold a couple books, and I thought, well, hell, I'll get out in the woods and live cheap and write. There was a fellow there by the name of Bill Holmes. His wife was still there, a friend. He ran the light plant, which supplied electricity to the FAA airport and compound, and anybody else who wanted it. And we didn't have it. We were too far away. But at any rate, we were invited over there for Thanksgiving dinner, and it was 40 below. And so Bill says to me, what do you think of the temperature in the house? Well, it was nice and warm, toasty. And I told him, I said, well, it felt pretty good, you know, it was warm, even, temperature all through the house. He said, well, feel the pipes, which I did, and they were just warm. They were not hot. And what he had done, he had run pipes from the radiators on his light plants through the house, so that the hot water from the radiators ran through his house. By the time it got to the house, it was just warm, and yet it was enough that Bill never had to cut wood except for cooking, which I thought was quite remarkable. That's really utilizing your resources. And so I suppose Circle Hot Springs worked on the same principle. The water didn't have to be hot, but it did have to be fairly consistently warm. Of course, in the summertime, heat wasn't needed. In our little cabin that we rented, where we had a cook stove, since we took our evening meals at the hot springs dining room, most of our meals were cold anyway, like cereal in the morning. And candy kisses for lunch, whereas I was